Barry Bader Show, 10:52. Tom Silverstein writing in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Unless Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy and his offensive staff figure out a way to turn 339 passing yards into more than 13 points, they might as well cross their fingers and hope they're still in playoff contention when Aaron Rodgers returns from a broken collarbone. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. It's pretty much gone from 30 points a game to about 15 points a game. And I will agree that the defense is struggling. In fact, in his back page feature today, Wayne Larrivee, you hear it on this station, he pointed something out. The departure of a quarterback such as Aaron Rodgers deflates the whole team, all three units, offense, defense, and special teams. I would argue that has happened. Now, if I ask Coach McCarthy that Friday, he'll probably call me an idiot. No, that doesn't affect defense. Well, I don't know. I don't know. It just seems there's a cast of pall over the whole team because he's that caliber of quarterback. Rodgers keeps not ruling himself out, but also points out that he can't come back too soon because he risks re-injuring it. The collarbone. I don't know when we're next going to see him. I don't think it's going to be Thanksgiving Day. I really don't. But we'll see. I'm not basing that on anything. Okay, two things quickly. One, a listener asked Jason, was I going to do a topic on the latest race-baiting comments of Oprah Winfrey? No, I'm not. I'm actually not. I did last time. I know Sean Hannity was all over it. I just don't have the stomach for it. Next. Yes, I know George Zimmerman was arrested in a domestic dispute. I heard the 911 audio. That doesn't mean that the verdict was wrong in the Trayvon Martin death. But it does mean those who tried to make him a hero, as I told you at the time, were making a mistake. Conservatives can be as guilty as liberals in living in, and this has nothing to do with race, a black and white world where there are good guys and bad guys, and the good guys were always good and the bad guys were always bad. In this case, I still think the verdict was right, but I said all along, I wasn't going to canonize George Zimmerman. I think he created a situation where he had to defend himself. Once he defended himself, I thought it was legal to do that. But I suspect that he was at least partially responsible for creating that situation. It was 150 years ago on this date that to commemorate the cemetery, the National Cemetery Gettysburg, that Abraham Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address. 270-some words, I believe. Open that, Jason. And 2 minutes long. Okay, there was originally a report on the blaze that President Obama left, scroll back up, Jason, left out under God in his recitation of the Gettysburg Address. Then they updated it. Jason, leave it there. I'm going to read that. According to a box on the Ken Burns website, learntheaddress.org, Obama was specifically asked to recite one of the other versions of the Gettysburg Address that did not include the phrase, under God. So he did not intentionally, according to Ken Burns, President Obama did not leave it out. Apparently there was a version. Well, yeah, because Lincoln did add it at the last minute. It was not in his original writing of the Gettysburg Address. So if you hear that floating around, it appears to be false. Now, I found a lot of things online that use the Gettysburg Address as an excuse to say nothing has really changed. The Tea Party, they just replace the KKK. That's really all that's happened. And you know what? And I was going to get into that, and I decided not to. I decided not to go there. Instead, you know what else is in the news a lot today? How many newspapers, right after the speech, trashed it as silly and just absolutely said Lincoln blew it? And in fact, here's what's interesting. One of those papers has issued a retraction 150 years later. And what might be one of the oldest corrections in the history of journalism, the editorial board of a Pennsylvania newspaper has retracted its predecessor paper's famous panning of President Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address as silly remarks. 70 years ago, the forefathers of this media institution brought forth to its audience a judgment so flawed, so tainted by hubris, so lacking in the perspective history would bring, that it cannot remain unaddressed in our archives, the editors of the Patriot News wrote Thursday, evoking the opening words and style of Lincoln's most famous speech. Back then, the editors of the Patriot and Union newspaper, an ancestor of today's paper, thought so little of Lincoln's silly remarks that they hope the veil of oblivion shall be dropped over them and that they shall be no more reposted or thought of. Oopsie, history didn't cooperate. In fact, the speech was mildly received on November 19th, 1863. History has looked upon it much differently. Just think about that. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.